Hi, this is Brenda Huettner for the IEEE Professional Communication Society. I'm going to talk today about web accessibility basics. Whenever people or companies post information on the World Wide Web, they post it for other people to read. A lot of the time, they want to reach lots of people, to have many people reading their content. One way to ensure that content gets to as many people as possible is to ensure that the web pages are accessible. In many countries, this isn't just good for business, it's also mandated by law. Online content, or goods, or services, must be available to everyone under equal opportunity and anti-discrimination laws. For example, a class action suit is currently underway in the United States on behalf of the National Federation for the Blind against the Target department store because their online store offered values that could not be accessed by screen reader software. So what is web accessibility? According to the W3C, that's the World Wide Web Consortium, WAI, that's Web Accessibility Initiative, web accessibility means that people with disabilities can perceive, understand, navigate, and interact with the web, and that they can contribute to the web. There are millions of people with disabilities, like blindness or deafness or mobility issues, as well as many millions more who might benefit from accessible sites, such as people with temporary disabilities like broken bones or reduced capacity because of environmental conditions, like low visibility or too much noise. An accessible site lets each person customize the way each page works so that it accommodates whatever needs that person may have. As with any other technology project, ensuring that your website is accessible is easier if you plan for it from the beginning rather than trying to go back and fix pages later. Also, there will always be some components out of your control. Accessible content is just part of the equation. In addition to the issues like available browser functionality and display device limitations, anything you create also needs to work with various assistive technologies like screen readers or audio processing. One good place to start in developing accessible content is with the quick tips based on the W3C Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 1.0. Many of these tips relate to the use of screen readers for people with visual issues and are very easy to implement. Additional implementation guidance, including explanations and detailed examples, is available on the W3 site. So what are these 10 basic quick tips? Number one, use the Alt attribute to describe the function of all visuals, such as graphics and animations. You don't necessarily have to describe the entire graphic, just describe the purpose. For example, a logo alt tag might just say company XYZ logo. It doesn't have to describe the colors and fonts. Number two, for hotspots or image maps, use a client-side map, not server-side, giving the client more control over how the information is displayed. Number three, if your site has multimedia, make sure that you provide both visual and audio versions. For example, create captioning and transcripts of audio and descriptions of video. Don't get carried away with this, though. If you have a video, you should create an audio file that describes it, but you may not need to then provide a transcript of that audio file since you started with the video version. Number four, use text that makes sense when read out of context for hyperlinks. For example, avoid a hyperlink that simply says, click here. Number five, use consistent structure for headings and lists. A good way to do this is use CSS for layout and style wherever possible, rather than modifying the style of individual words or phrases. Number six, not everyone can see graphs and charts, so you need to either summarize the content in the page text or use the long attribute. Number seven, active features such as scripts and plugins may not work with all systems or assistive devices. You should always provide alternatives, such as a link to another page that contains the same information in a non-active way. Number eight, frames will be read by screen reader software in the order in which they appear in the code. This can make understanding content very difficult, particularly when frames are used for layout only. Use the no frames element and meaningful titles for each frame. Number nine, like frames, tables are also read in a linear way. Summarize your tables and make sure you label all the rows and columns. Number 10, validate your pages by reviewing available guidelines. There are several sets of guidelines available for free online. W3C, WAI guidelines are stable and available online, as is a draft version of Release 2.0. Another good set of guidelines is published by the U.S. Federal Information Technology Accessibility Initiative, commonly referred to as Section 508. Also from the U.S. government, there's an online set of research-based guidelines where they identify different elements in terms of importance and the strength of evidence supporting each one. If you want to automate some of the validation processes, there are a number of free online sites like WatchFire Web Exact and Cynthia Says, or you can purchase validation software packages. Remember that even with software tools and validators, you'll still need a person who's familiar with current guidelines to review the results. These 10 quick tips are available from W3C as a free hard copy business card-sized reference in 11 languages, with online versions in over 40 languages. A transcript of this podcast, in keeping with our content, is available from the PCS website. The transcript includes the full list of resources mentioned in the podcast, including the URLs. This is Brenda Huettner for the IEEE Professional Communication Society. Thank you for listening.